Jelly Radio, the morning show. And with me on the phone, if I did this right, should be my buddy John Johnson. Good morning, John.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you.
Hey, man, I did it right. I can hear you. I think our people can hear you. And we finally connected on the radio interview, man.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, man, I have to apologize. I put you off twice, man, because of my rescheduling habit here. And you're really the busy one, man, not me. But you're really the one that's busy.
You're a world traveler. I never leave my studio unless I'm going to church or I'm going home.
Speaking of church, man, you're the worship leader at your church, though, right?
Yes, correct? Sir. Yeah. I've been leading worship for, man, I guess probably 30 years. Yeah. But I've been at my church now, Stewart Community Church. I've been leading worship there for about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to get into your business tune designer, man. But before we do that, I want to lay a basis for I want our listeners to find out about you too, man, because you have a pretty good pedigree, so to say. Before you were a worship leader at your church and doing all this, you traveled on the road with a band or with a group too, right?
Or yeah, my brothers, I've got two older brothers, so we started singing. Well, I mean, if you're in this business, you probably started singing when you was a little kid. So, mm-hmm. You know, I go way back to when I was 7 years old, and it started there. And then later on, when I got to be, I guess, 18, 19, my brothers and I formed the group, and we traveled. We stayed kind of in the, I would say, Georgia and a few other states. We didn't go very far from home. Mm-hmm. You know, but it was a full time. Well, I say a full time, every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday type thing for us.
Right.
And finally, man, I figured out, you know, I just like being home, especially when we got married and we, you know, we started having our own families. We just kind of, you know, our dream kind of changed, and we decided, hey, let's just stay at home. And that's when I really got heavy into recording, and mm-hmm. You know, so yeah. But yeah, I've sang a lot of places, mm-hmm. in my day.
Now your older brothers, man, are they at church with you now too? Still doing the music?
Actually, yeah. My oldest brother, he finally surrendered to the call to preach.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
For years, yeah. He was our MC for years, and he. People always told him, hey, you ought to be a preacher. And he never pursued that because he just didn't feel like it was time. And so for the last 10 years, he's been a pastor of the church I serve as worship leader. So God put us together, and I love serving with him. He's a great pastor, but he's not a full-time pastor. He's got a regular job just like, you know, everybody else. But yeah. Our church is really growing, and you know, we love serving together. My middle brother is he lives close to us, and every now and then we'll sing somewhere. But he serves at another church.
So. Oh, okay, yeah,
yeah.
All right, is it? But he lives around where y'all at? I mean, y'all still in the same area?
Oh yeah, we all live in the same hometown. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, and our mama would track us down if we tried to change anything. You know, she's got her rules, and we can't. I think it's a 25-mile radius, or maybe even less than that.
So now I know your studio's in Covington. Is that where you live as well in that area, or is it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Covington, Georgia.
Okay, so some things I didn't know about Covington until I visited over there was a lot of filming was done there.
Yes, sir.
The little town square, man. It was. I remember working a graveyard shift when I got out the military for a trucking company, man. And in the heat of the night, would always play. It was one of the things that was on because we only had three channels. We didn't have cable over there, so. That was one of the things that were, I'm dating myself,
yeah.
I guess. But they'd always show those shots, man. And when I went there, I'm like, holy moly, that is the place. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because whenever I watched those shows, we had Dukes of Hazzard,
mm-hmm.
which was, you know, I never missed an episode of Dukes of Hazzard, and then Heat of the Night. But when I'm watching shows that are filmed here, I'm so involved in trying to recognize where they're at that I don't follow the plot of the show.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of crazy. But yeah, our town, man, it's booming. Really, there's movie stars here every day, and you know, some people like that and some people don't.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed, because I didn't stay down there long, but. The businesses on the main square like that, they're not tourist businesses. They're just businesses. So it's not a tourist thing, right?
If that's really changed a little bit, because one of the popular shows actually is a show called Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
And they have a very, those fans are very serious about that show. So there's a couple of restaurants there, one main one that's in that show. So a lot of people flock here for that, and then tourism really is really starting to pick up here, and our town even advertises that, hey, this is where, you know, this movie was shot and that movie.
Okay.
So it's growing, you know, as far as tourism.
One more tourism question, man, then we're going to get to the serious stuff. How far are you from the Walking Dead stuff, man? Because that's filmed in Georgia somewhere, too. And that stuff is...
I try to stay away from zombies and all. Well, you know,
that's the thing for Georgia man. That's good for y'all.
But the Walking Dead actually is a little bit further over in a town called Senoia. So it's filmed... it's probably about an hour and a half away, something okay. like that. I'm terrible with geography. So,
yeah, man. All right. Now, so you're worship leader at your church, and
yes, sir.
You're off the road now. You've been extensively in gospel music, but now you decide you're going to start doing some recording. And we all know if you're in the recording business or any kind of music business, that changes from time to time. Going in and renting a studio like you used to do, and just figuring out stuff in the studio, that doesn't happen after a while. And then there's the technology thing with all this, but man, you have found something that seems to be really working for people. And first of all, did you experience that shift? Did you notice that shift coming where, hey, man, people are not going to rent the studio out as much and we need to figure out something else? Or was this something you just did from
the
get-go?
Well, you know, I think anything that I've done that's worked is obviously due to God. It ain't anything that I'm not smart enough to know what I'm doing. So any credit you want to give me, I'm giving that to God. But actually, I was a little ahead of the times, I think, because my goal in the studio business has always been a weird business
mm-hmm.
to have, because you're working all these crazy hours, and I never liked that about it. I never liked not having like a set schedule,
because right.
like I said, I love being at home, you know, and so at night, and so this was maybe 2009. This was a ways back. I had a lady sending me a bunch of songs that I had never met. She lived in Maryland, I think, way up north.
Okay.
I don't even know how she found me, but she started sending me songs. And over time, I ended up doing maybe 30 songs for this lady.
Wow.
And that just got me thinking about, you know, I enjoyed working with her mainly because I could do it on a normal time schedule, you know, and it was like working a regular job when I was working for her. So I said, you know, if there's one lady out there that's wanting to work with me long distance, there's got to be other songwriters and things. So I built my website and I thought, you know, there's a chance this might could work. I pursued it. It took me a while to build a website and figure out how am I going to tell people what I do. Had some guys make a video for me and kind of you know how it's, we're living in a world where you got to be quick about how you explain what you're,
right,
what you're doing, you know, especially in this business. So it kind of took off, and that was, man, I don't know the exact year, but, you know, I was a little ahead of the game, I think, as far as like working with people online where you don't have to come to the studio. And then, you know, last year when the coronavirus hit, I mean, our business really started booming because,
right,
you know, nobody could go anywhere, but everybody still wanted to make music. So, you know, I love what I'm doing now, and I've always loved music, but working with people where I can come and work a normal week sort of is really a blessing for me.
Well, one thing you can always bet that's going to be around is diseases and music, because music is a disease,
exactly,
man. people who do music is a disease too. Well, man, I tell you, the way I really found out about you, mutual friend now, Wayne Stewart, was telling me about
it. Oh,
yeah. But I didn't really put it together until a couple came in here, Brad and Jenna Davis, who actually ended up with a number one on our charts and on the countdown. And I was asking him, you know, where they recorded the vocal at, and he said in his bedroom closet. I'm like, or his daughter's closet, and I'm like, what? And that's when I got started thinking, and then I realized that it wasn't just him, that we had quite a few artists that we were playing tracks that y'all had recorded, or, you know, cuts that were recorded right there at
yes,
Tune
sir.
Designer. So that really started to pique my interest, so much so that I wanted to meet you in person and talk to you and see exactly where you were,
well,
and what you were doing.
Let me interrupt you and just tell you, man, how much I appreciate HLE Radio and what you do. I mean, you know, because you're giving people, I just appreciate the opportunity you give a lot of the folks we have worked with here, that you're playing their music, it's touching people, and you do it the right way. And so I'm so thankful for HLE Radio and the way you do it, you know. I just appreciate your ministry my favorite kind of music is when you combine country and gospel together.
Amen.
And to have a whole thing dedicated for that you created is just a blessing to me. So,
well,
I appreciate you.
I'm like you, man. Anything I've done, I got to give the credit to Jesus, God, man, because
right.
I ain't smart enough to do any of but I'm gonna tell you, man, you know, now I've even done some work with y'all. In fact, my last album I recorded with y'all, all of it, and
yes, sir.
Even got some more stuff recorded with you. But I was thinking about this morning before the interview, and besides the affordability that this will afford the artist, we'll talk about all that too. But here's some things, man, I thought about that also can go along with this. If a person is a songwriter who can pitch songs or has an end for pitching songs, and they just need demos done, man, what a perfect place to get that done. 'Cause you can get a professional demo done, radio ready demo if you wanted. And 'cause you have the capability of getting it, you know, y'all can sing it and play it. And it can be done like that. Or if somebody is wanting to do, somebody has a record label and they're wanting to start building a label, they can have songs and start getting them for artists and start, you know, hey, I'm going to build this on an artist. I'm going to release a single on an artist now. I mean, there's just so many outlets that they can do that you've made it so affordable and easy to do, because I'm gonna tell you, man, I was talking to a few folks and I was playing them, you know, a song or whatever, and I sat down, sang the song with my guitar on my phone, sent that to them, and I said, then they just sent it back to me, and I make, you know, if there's any corrections or anything I want to hear, I'll send that back. Then I'll cut my vocal here at my station, and then, you know, we'll make one more pass on it, and when everybody's happy, it's done. And I say it's just that simple, and that's the technology and the beauty of what y'all do.
Well, we love working on your stuff, man. You like I said, when you combine it, you're more of an outlaw, and I love that outlaw gospel. It seems like it's starting to kind of take off a little bit, but yeah, you know, one thing about my philosophy of recording is, people that don't record a lot, or I think they feel intimidated sometimes when they walk into a studio, and you know, you're just in an environment that you are not used to, not comfortable with. And
right.
My goal is to always make people as comfortable as possible. And when you can record at home,
mm-hmm.
and not even have to walk into a studio, I mean, I don't think it gets any more comfortable than that, you know.
Right.
Now you gotta know, you know, you gotta work on how to record a great vocal at home and all that. But I think a lot of people love the fact that, you know what, I don't have to walk into some studio that I don't know the guys
mm-hmm.
recording me, and I kind of feel uncomfortable. And I think, and you're kind of on a time,
right, because you're paying for
table
it.
There.
Yep. Yep,
yeah, you feel pressure because you just it's just the way it is, you know. And so to take that element out of making music is, I think, it's a huge thing for people to really feel good about what they've done, you know, because they know that, hey, this is. I think some in the old days, sometimes people would leave a studio and they just felt like, man, I wish I could have sang that better, you know, but. Just
yep.
the way it is, it's just hard to go back and feel that way, you know, when you're dealing with a traditional type setting. So, you know, we love the fact that we can offer this, and people, you're right, they never have to leave home, you know.
And one of the things that's great about y'all too is the guys that you have working with you, y'all have developed such a chemistry, because it's the same guys that have been playing together now for a while. I mean, y'all have all been together.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that builds a chemistry, and it builds it just works. That when guys have been together that long, it works. And it works on a lot of levels.
I need to figure out how long we have played on sessions together, but it's been 15, 20 years, you know.
Wow.
So when we take a song, we look at it kind of like a band would, instead of just professional studio guys
right.
that are thrown together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of feel like brothers in a band, and it does affect how the song sounds, because we kind of look at it as, you know, we're approaching it like a band would, I think, instead of just professional musicians, you know. So there is a lot to that, I think. And I appreciate you saying that we've got this sound, because I think we do, you know. I think it feels a little more real and authentic because we play together so much.
It does, man. It really does. And here's another thing that I want folks to understand too about Tune Designer is, you guys can work with the novice just as well as the pro. You cover A to Z, and people might not realize that. If they're just kind of starting out and getting their feet wet, you can actually help those people too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We record a lot of first songs for people. They send us their very first song because of the fact of what I told you about feeling comfortable. You know, they don't have to walk into the studio. They find me online, and they send it to me, because it's a comfortable way to kind of get into recording and putting your first song out there. And we love that. I mean, we're honored to record somebody's very first song that they've written. And what I do is I'll study that song. I'll try to help you. And if there's anything I think we can improve, or something you need to think about, you know, I go over all that in detail with you, and because we want to, you know, first of all, we want you to come back after you do that first song. We want you to do another one. So, you know, I really take a lot of time up front to make sure you like what we're about to do, you know.
Now, here's something I'm going to let you, after this, I'm going to let you give all the information. But something y'all do, too, man, is called Tune Designer Tracks or TD Tracks.
Tune Ready Tracks.
Yeah, I got it. That's what it is. And these things, man, for the life of me, like once you do them and somebody buys them, it's there. It's theirs. I mean, like you relinquish everything to it, and which is kind of crazy. But I mean, but at the same time, what a ministry you're doing at the same time by. I mean, that's the way I look at it. You're actually giving somebody half of a song, really, because then they just come up with the words to go along with it. And I don't know how else you can get a radio-ready song done where all you got to do is put the vocal to it, and then there you go.
So, well, it's something, you know, God really has blessed those tracks. And we kind of started making them on accident a few years ago. And in other genres of music like R&B and hip-hop and all, that, you know, people making tracks is kind of how they operate. But when it comes to country music, gospel music, you know, that what we love, it's never kind of been that way. So the idea of making a track that really sounds like a really cool outlaw song or a country gospel song that's got steel in it, that's got, you know, it sounds as good as you can make it sound, basically, and offer that to a songwriter, especially people who want to, who maybe struggle just a little bit with writing new chord progressions and writing something that doesn't sound like they've written before. You know, to be able to go to our website, find a track that kind of fits them, and say, yeah, I want to buy this. And we are rare, to be honest with you, to be able to just sell you that track and say, hey, that's 1,000% yours.
Absolutely.
Do whatever you want to do with it. It is kind of unique, and I don't know if anybody else is doing that, really, for country music and gospel music and, you know, that type of thing. I love seeing people take one of our tracks. Man, I love seeing it turn into a gospel song. I mean, that thrills me because I know it's reaching folks and it is ministry, you know. So I love seeing become a gospel song, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, can I tell everybody about our contest right now?
Absolutely, man. You need to.
So yeah, we're having a contest. And if you've never thought about writing a song like this, I would love for all of you to go to our website, and you'll see a tab that says contest. And what we're taking, we've taken one of our Tune Ready tracks, and we want to see who can write the best chorus for it. And you just, everything is there on that webpage. You can listen to that chorus. I think it's 37 seconds long. And so you come up with your best lyric and the best melody, and you kind of experience what it's like to write to a track. And, you know, we're going to give that track away and make a big deal about the winner. And you got plenty of time to think about it, but I'd love to see, you know, anybody who wants to experience writing that way, you know, give it a shot. And while you're at it, listen to all these new tracks we're coming out with. Maybe you'll find one that you like.
Well, John, give them the website, man, so they'll know where to go.
TuneDesigner.com. And we've got, you know, if you don't know who we are, a great place to look at us is on Facebook. And we've got like literally thousands of sessions that we do live on Facebook. So you can see the guys, you can see how we approach songs. And then our website is TuneDesigner.com, and it's got all the information you want. We put our prices right there on our website, so there's no mystery about what it'll cost you. And, you know, I think we are about the most affordable place in the world to make to make a country gospel song, or you know, we do other genres, but right. we really love gospel and especially Christian country, like you play, man.
One thing I know, one thing I appreciate about y'all too is, man, is if you don't think you can do a song justice, you will turn it down and say, look, I don't think this is something we can do for you. And not because right. it might not be good, just because you don't think it's something y'all can deliver good. So
exactly.
And, you know, a lot of folks won't do that. A lot of folks will just do it, put it together, take the money and run. As the great prophet Steve Miller would say.
I like to sleep at night. So yeah. if I feel like we can't do you a good job, then I'll tell you in the first place.
Right. Yeah, man. Man, listen, brother, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, man, and to call in and let folks know about it. And again, tunedesigner.com. People need to go check that out. And man, I tell you, dude, you are a pleasure to work with, and I appreciate your ministry so much. And
well, the feeling is mutual, man. And I'm glad we crossed paths. God put us together.
Absolutely.
And you feel like a brother to me, and I just can't thank you enough for what you do. And the songs we've got to work with you on are just, I mean, I just love every note of them, and I appreciate your ministry so much.
Thank you, brother. In fact, we're gonna go ahead and play one of the tracks y'all did by Brad and Jenna Davis, the one that went to number one. It's called Never Means Never,
awesome.
Man. Yeah.
Awesome, man.
You have a blessed day, my brother.
God bless you, brother.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You so much.
Absolutely. That is John Johnson right there, a tune designer. Make sure and check him out. And this is Brad and Jenna Davis.